Tonight, a message came to mind that I thought would be helpful to us this evening. We find it in the book of Lamentations, a book that we don't go very often to, but Lamentations is where we want to go. Lamentations chapter 3. Would you go there, please? So you have Isaiah, you have Jeremiah, and then you have Lamentations. Yeah, so same author of Jeremiah and Lamentations, so they tell us, and it is a lament over Israel. The whole book deals with that. But chapter 3 deals with an interesting topic that we want to consider tonight, and we sing about it as well. So let's take a look. Starting in verse number 17 is where I want to look, and you can just follow along. I'll read verses 17 down to verse number 26 for a pretty decent passage, but if you want to just follow along, I'll read for us tonight. The Bible says in Lamentations 3, verse 17, "Thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Anyone want to take a guess the theme of the message tonight? It's mentioned a few times. We sang about it. Hope. Hope. He says in verse 21, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." Webster's 1828 dictionary. How many have ever seen a Webster's 28 dictionary? It's about like that. Even though it has a lot of words and that we use today, it doesn't have, but it still has quite a collection. And here's what he says is the definition of hope way back then. Hope is a desire of some good accompanied with at least a slight expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that it is obtainable. Hope differs from wish and desire in this, that it implies some expectation of obtaining the good desired, or the possibility of possessing it. Hope, therefore, always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wish and desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. How many would rather have hope than a wish tonight? You'd rather have hope tonight? God tells us in his word we can have that. Perhaps today is a good day for you. Perhaps today holds challenges and uncertainties. The writer of Lamentations gives us three reasons that I can have hope today, and you too. So that's the title this morning, Three Reasons I Can Have Hope Today. Let's go ahead and pray. We'll ask God to help us before we go any further and seek out God's hope for life tonight. Father, thank you that you love us dearly, and Lord, you want to give us joy, peace, and certainly, Lord, as we hear in the scriptures, hope. Now, Lord, as we discuss this and see what you have to say about it, Lord, help us to see where we're at with you, dear Lord. Help us to be open to you and the Spirit of God. Perhaps there are some who have no hope of eternity listening, Lord. I pray tonight that would be settled with salvation. As a Christian, Lord, there's things that are on the list this week that we're not sure how we're all going to work out. But Lord, help us to rest in your hope. Whatever the need, I pray you'd meet it tonight. Fill me with your Spirit, I ask, that these would be your words. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Three reasons I can have hope today. Verse 19 gives us the first one. Here's what it says again in verse 19. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. I can have hope today, number one, because I can remember my struggles. My struggles. You say, I don't like remembering struggles. Well, when you consider God's hand through them, you can have hope. You can have hope. Struggles, the Bible tells us in verse number 17, reveal my need for God's peace. Take a look at verse 17 again, please. Thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. We need the peace of God in our lives. Amen. Without it, We're trying to rely on somebody else or something else, just like the rest of the world does. Now, how is the world's peace working out so far? Have you seen the latest on Russia and Ukraine and all them? The world's peace is fleeting at best, but God's peace is sure. Turn with me, if you would, John chapter 16. John chapter 16. In fact, God promised that the world would not provide, Jesus promised, God, the world cannot provide that peace, but he can. John chapter 16, take a look at verse number 33 with me, please. Actually, verse 32 and verse 33, would you read those with me? Verse 32, verse 33, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. It's near the end of his time with them before the crucifixion. Let's go ahead, read it together, please. Verse 32 and 33, let's begin. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Why do we have troubles in life? Well, because it's life. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulations, struggles, problems. And other passages tell us not just because of life, but because of the intent of the world to quench the name of Christ, name of Christ, and those who would follow him, etc. But Jesus said, if you trust in me, you're going to find some peace. In me, ye might have peace. Peace. God says we need to live a life in Christ if we strive to have his peace. Struggles reveal my need for God's peace, and struggles reveal my need for God's strength. We talked a little bit about strength this morning. Let's take a look at what Lamentations says about it. Verse 18, if you go back with me to chapter 3 of Lamentations, verse 18. We need God's strength. Verse number 18 says this. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. By the way, if you notice the word Lord there, do you notice something interesting about the word Lord? It's all capitalized, which means he's referring to Jehovah specifically. This is God he's talking about. There's no doubt about it. Other passages, the word Lord can refer to master or, you know, someone in authority, royalty, etc. But he's making it very clear. We're talking about the God of heaven, and that's who we look to. Struggles reveal my need for God's strength. He says there again, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Something happened as I looked out and I saw how Israel is just in shambles and things don't seem to be getting any better. My whole outlook, my hope was perished, he says. But God tells us in that moment, we need to rely on him for his strength instead of our own, because ours is limited. There's no doubt about it. We are limited by our strength, and God says he can meet that need if we look to him. Turn with me, if you would, Psalm 73, please. Psalm 73 is a psalm by and about, not David. Moses has written a few psalms, not him. The psalm writer, the Bible describes here in Psalm 73 him as Asaph. Take a look at chapter 73. Maybe you have this in my Bible or in your Bible. I have titles to the Psalms. Do you have those in your Bible? Some of them do, some of them don't. But Psalm 73 calls this the Psalm of Asaph, and he was a musician. He was the chief musician, according to one passage, at one time. And yet, when Israel was strong, you know, David was the king and things were looking good. The Bible says here was Asaph's, even though everything seemed to be going well around him, he had a personal struggle that was really, he was dealing with. Verse 1 and 2, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Though everything seemed to be going fine around him, inside, personally, he says, I'm on shaky ground. My feet feel like they're on shaky ground. They well nigh slipped. Everything that I thought was stable and sturdy doesn't seem to be from his perspective. He had no more strength. He had to rely on only one person. And he shares that in verse 26. If you go down to verse 26, here's how he responds to that. It's a great psalm for a time when, yeah, we're not so sure about what's going on. And God says in the end, though, he has the answer. Verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. Is God the strength of your heart tonight? Struggles reveal my need for God's strength, spiritual strength, spiritual strength. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that though there's a physical challenge to live in this world, you have to keep yourself moving, and some do better than others on that. There's a spiritual life that requires just as much, if not more, attention that God wants to help strengthen and answer. Struggles, they reveal my need for his peace, my need for his strength. If we go back to Lamentations, we see another area that it shows and reveals. It reveals my need for God's comfort, God's comfort. Verse 19, we're in Lamentations 3. Take a look at verse 19. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, there have I hope. Struggles reveal my need for God's comfort. He says, even though I'm going through all these difficult times, wormwood and gall, interesting, those are mentioned a few times in Scripture, a couple times at the end of the Bible. But what wormwood was, I don't know if it's still around, perhaps it is, it was a bitter and aromatic plant. Its scientific name, I guess, is Artemisia absinthium. And I know y'all are growing that right in your backyard. Native to North Africa. And it was used, the reason why it was called wormwood, it was used to expel worms from the intestines. They would grind it up. Which was common, and by the way, if you go to African stuff, you get those shots so that you don't get those worms in your stomach. But they would use those to expel them and draw them out. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? But the Bible tells us that this was what Jeremiah felt like, that he was going through such a struggle that it was painful to get through. And God says, you know, you need my comfort to get through this. Whatever the situation, you need my comfort. That takes us as a Christian to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Would you go there with me, please? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And take a look at verse 3 and 4 in 2 Corinthians. Great passage on comfort here for the believer. Talking about those struggles that we go through that remind us we need his peace, we need his strength, we need God's comfort too. And he says it's available today. Look at verse number 3 with me. In fact, would you read these with me? Verse 3, verse 4. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4, please. Let's begin. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Let's stop right there. That's the wrong passage. 1 Corinthians 4. Let's go there. I'm sorry. No, that's wrong too. Where am I going? Chapter 1. Yes, that was my next turn. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thankful we got the Bible too. Amen? Yeah. Chapter 1. Had a wife who knows what's going on in my mind, I guess. Chapter 1. Hold on, let me get this out. All right. Verse 3, verse 4, now let's go ahead and read it. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. What kind of comfort can we offer to somebody else? according to this passage, and if they're going through trials and tribulations. According to this passage, it says we can offer God's comfort. Look at what it says again. The last part of verse 4, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Wow. Wow. To be an instrument of God like that, to help others, but to understand too, that's the kind of comfort we need, is from God. Because I can remember my struggles, I can have hope today. Number 2, let's go back to Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3. I can have hope today, number 2, because I can recall God's blessings. I can recall God's blessings. Let's go down to verse 21 here. Verse 21. He says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I can recall God's blessings, and I can recall it every day. In fact, it would be a good idea to do that. Amen. To recall God's blessings every single day. Give him thanks. Here's some things he says we can recall. That life is a daily gift from God's hand. Verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. It is a daily gift to get out of bed in the morning. We know others who aren't able to do that today. Some are looking at their final days. But each day, however we're dealing with it, it's still a gift from God. Yes. It's still a gift from God. You know, just as heinous as abortion is, so is euthanasia. Taking the life of the elderly who are considered, or at least thought of, as useless. You know, their lives don't matter anymore. No, God says every day is still a blessing from me. Right. Even when it's a difficult day, it's still a blessing from him. Life is a daily gift from God's hand. Verse 23 tells us God's mercy is a daily gift from God's love. Verse 23. Verse 22 says, his mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God's mercy is a daily gift from God's love. One put it this way, that grace is getting what we don't deserve. We get salvation when we ask for it. We got a Savior that we don't deserve. But praise God, Jesus died on the cross for us and rose again. Mercy is not getting what we do deserve. Mercy is not getting what we do deserve. Yeah, if God punished everything right here, right now, not only would life be difficult, we wouldn't be around for very long, but God is merciful and he's gracious to you and me. His mercies, the Bible says, are new. How often? Every morning. Every morning. Then verse 24 tells us God's presence is a daily gift from him. Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Would you turn with me? Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Take a look at verse number 2. This is one of those 911 verses. Emergency verses. Psalm 103, in fact. Great evangelist D.L. Moody used to share about this particular verse. Psalm 103, take a look. Let's read verse 1 and 2, actually. Verse 1 and 2, here's what the Bible says. Would you read those with me, please? Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. I promise this is the right reference. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. D.L. Moody used to say, I can't remember all his benefits, but I dare not forget them all either. I can't remember them all, but I dare not forget them all either. God's presence. Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6, if you want to turn there, you can. Here's what it says. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, what? I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because I can recall God's blessings, I can have hope today. Final thought. Let's go to Lamentations again. See that last portion there. Verse 24 again and 25 gives us the answer here. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. That seeketh him. I can have hope today, number three, because I can receive God's goodness. I can receive God's goodness. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Seeketh him. What's the best thing, the best of God's goodness that you can receive, bar none, in the universe? And that is his Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation. Receiving Christ as Savior is the best of God's goodness. Titus 2, verse 13 says this, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know him tonight? Have you received him tonight? God says it's a gift, as we talked about this morning. If you're here, it's free. If you can't do anything to get it, you just simply ask him and he says, I'll give it to you. And put faith and trust in what Jesus did on the cross for you and his resurrection. The Bible says you get so many things in return for just simply receiving it. That's it. That's it. It's the best of God's goodness. Then consider this, as the Bible says in verse 25, he says, the Lord is good. I'm in Lamentations here. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Seek to live in Christ is the best of the new life. Seeking to live in Christ is the best of the new life. Would you turn with me to Colossians chapter 3? Colossians chapter 3. Colossians is kind of like the Reader's Digest version of the Christian life. Here's how you live it. And it has a wonderful things in there. And Colossians chapter 3 gives us a great list. We'll not read the whole chapter, but there are some things we want to talk about here as we consider seeking to live in Christ, how it's the best of the new life. Let's take a look here. Colossians chapter 3. I'll read verse 1 and then skip down a little bit. Here's what it says in chapter 3, verse number 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Then he shares a list of things we need to shed as our flesh needs to put off. Then in verse number 12, he lists things that we need to seek, seeking those things which are above. Would you go down there to verse number 12 with me? I'm going to read down to verse 15. Again, the whole chapter has amazing things to share, but these are the ones that we want to focus in on regarding to seeking to live in Christ. He says in verse number 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Seeking to live in Christ is the best of the new life. This is where the peace of God comes, as we seek to live the way he says. And as he shares earlier in the chapter 2, to shed things so that we got room for all that, to live like Jesus would have us to live. And God is so good to us. He's so gracious to us. As we live in his name and in the power of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, we can accomplish these things as individuals and together. God says he wants you and I to live in hope today. Of all people in the world, Christians have the best hope. Amen? Yes. Christians have the best hope. And we can live in hope partly because we can remember our struggles, how God moves us through them and got us through. Because number two, we can recall his blessings. Yeah, thank you, Lord, every day, mercies and grace. And number three, because I can receive his goodness, salvation, and continuing to live in Christ. The southernmost point of Africa, often called the Horn of Africa, I think, the tip of Africa, It's known for great, tremendous storms. For many years, no ship attempted, this was way back in the before the 1600s, really. For many years, no ship attempted to round the dangerous and deadly point, and they called it the Cape of Storms. In the 16th century, a Portuguese explorer named Vasco da Gama. How many have ever heard of him? I remember him, but I don't know what he did. Well, this is one thing he did. He sailed around that point successfully. Of course, he had great struggles to get through the storms, but beyond the raging storms, he found a calm sea. And beyond that, the shores of India, which opened up trade and commerce and so forth at the time. He changed the name from the Cape of Storms to, anybody know what it's called today? Cape of Good Hope. Cape of Good Hope. As we remember the past struggles God has carried us through, the regular blessings He bestows on us each day, His goodness provided in the abundant life in Jesus Christ, we see that we could have a life of good hope. Good hope. Hope today. Hope today. The Bible tells us, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." Heavenly Father, help us to see where we need to be, where we are at, and where we need to be more like our Savior. That's the goal, Lord, to be like Christ. That's the best life. For some, it might mean simply calling on Christ, receiving Him as Savior. And as a Christian, Lord, there might be other things, some things to put off, as the Bible tells us, and some things to put on. Whatever it is you choose, Lord, it could be just a simple time to gather with You and renew the mind. Lord, that's what we need to do, perhaps. Whatever Your choice, whatever You see in us, help us to see as well tonight. Father, I pray Your blessing as we consider these things and the hope that we can have in You today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heads are bowed, please. Eyes are closed. Would you stand with me if you're able? If God's spoken to you about something in His Word today, whether it's tonight or something else, and you want to leave it with Him, now's a good time to do that. Now's one of the best places to do it. But don't wait. Leave it with Him. Perhaps salvation is something that God has shown you. It's time. Let's not wait any longer. I'd love to talk with you about that, but at this time, I'm going to ask in just a moment the instrument, the organ to play. The song will sing, and when she begins to play, would you respond to what God has shared with you? As He said, you can have good hope, you can have hope today, but here's some things you need to leave with me. As she begins to play, would you respond? Heads are still bowed, eyes are still closed, please. If God's moving, would you respond? Some have said, yes, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want to do what You say. Have your hope today. If God's moving you, would you respond? Let Him have His way. She'll play one more verse and then we'll sing. Would you take your songbook, your hymn book, and turn to number 319, 319, Just As I Am. Perhaps God's still working and you'd like to come to Him. Why don't you do that? You can do it right where you're at. Ask His help. Or you can make it a big deal. Step out and pray forward. But as God moves, would you respond? We'll sing the first and the second, If None Come. Just as